Happy Wednesday. What day is it? Wednesday.
I think it's Wednesday today. Yeah, a little bit thrown off this week because of the long weekend, right? So
it's a weird week. Yeah,
one of those ones. Great to hear from you. I'm excited to talk about this event because I actually only first heard about it a couple of weeks ago. I'm new to the area, and somebody was like,
"Oh my gosh, a newbie! I love it."
Yeah, I believe the phrase is come from away, as I've been told.
Oh, you're a come from away. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't say that because I feel like some people feel like it's not very welcoming. So I don't say it, but I do know other people say it.
Yeah, I definitely get that tone from it. And when I first got here and I was told about that phrase, my immediate impression of everybody was, oh, people look down on people that come from away.
Yeah, it doesn't feel nice.
Yeah, no. But now that I know that that's not the case, it doesn't really bug me anymore.
Yeah. Okay, good, good. Well, welcome either way, and please come see the Pumpkin People for the first time ever. That's my favorite thing is when someone comes for the first time, because if you've seen it for a long time, you still get excited and everything, but first-timers have this look on their face that you just can't replicate.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a few photos and a little bit of video, but I do think that kind of being there for the experience is really, the best way to take it in, obviously. So,
yeah, I agree. Come on down. We have a great little taco shop downtown. You can get ice cream. You can walk around. It's beautiful. There's lots of great little shops. It's a fun time.
Yeah, so the festival started now then, hey?
Yeah, we have some of our pumpkin people out now, and the props are going out this week because our big kickoff is at the Harvest Festival on Saturday. So, excuse me. Jerry's hard at work putting some of the stuff out now so that it'll be ready. But the big show will be totally complete and out on display by Saturday afternoon.
Cool. And Kentville, right?
Yes, Kentville.
Yeah. Fantastic. What's the Harvest Festival then as well too? What's going on? I guess that's this weekend, so the pumpkin people will be out. So are they like spread all around town? What's the deal here?
Yeah, we have 9 major display areas, and I could there's a map that's going up on our website that will help people find all the different spots. And then within those 9 displays, there's about 300 pumpkin people that go out with different facial expressions and outfits and. And they really try to kind of participate in the theme. So one scene might have Mario, and the pumpkin people will be dressed up as characters from the Mario video game. And Jerry's done props for Mario Kart. And then another scene is like a Snakes and Ladders board game. My favorite so far is the Clue setup. I don't know if you're familiar with the game Clue, the board game, but Jerry's done the garden, the library, the billiards room, and the kitchen or something like that as the scenes from Clue. And then the pumpkin people are the characters from the game. It's really fun.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. It sounds very like Clue kind of fits in with the whole Halloween-y thing as well, too, right? So that's neat.
Yeah, we always try to lean a little more towards silly than spooky or scary. But, because we want to make sure it's palatable for everyone, especially the little ones. And when it's dark at night, the festival takes on a whole other vibe. So we're careful of that. But it definitely does fit in with a Halloween situation that goes on. Although we do take them down just before Halloween, just to be safe.
Just to make sure you don't want them coming to life or something like that.
We don't want them to come into life, no. But they do in the Pumpkin People book. There is a kid's book called Pumpkin People by local author and illustrator Ron and Sandra Lightburn. And that is the premise of that children's book. The pumpkin people come to life during the nighttime and get up to all kinds of stuff.
Getting up to some mischief. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, Lindsay, it sounds like a lovely little festival. Hey, I think I was reading too, like there are some like, what are there, some like certain day events and stuff as well that happen? Like, is there like a board game day and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go on the Kentville website, which is kentville.ca, there's a list of activities and events that happen during the month of October in Kentville as part of the Pumpkin People Festival. We have a haunted museum that's happening this year at the Kings County Museum. We always host every year the Phantom FX Freak Show Haunted House. You might have heard about that one, even though you're new to the area, because it's probably the scariest haunted house in Nova Scotia this time of year. You definitely have to come check that out. There's, like I said, the Harvest Festival on Saturday is basically a small town hoedown. You come down, there's live music, there's food trucks, there's vendors, rock wall climbing and bouncy castles and all the great fun for families, pumpkin carving, that whole thing. And our website's being updated all the time with new activities and events that are being populated there. So keep checking that out.
Very cool. Well, hey, Lindsay, thanks so much for popping on this morning to chat about this, and looking forward to checking out the festival myself. It sounds very neat, and yeah, props to you and everybody else who puts in a lot of effort into it. So
thanks, and thanks so much for having me.